I firmly believe that this is one of the greatest industries in the world. It's very easy because of the low barrier entry to come in. It's very easy to rise and to grow within the industry and to be given opportunities that you otherwise wouldn't be given in other industries. I am certainly a testament to that. But there are terrible things about our industry, things that we can fix. So I'm starting a 10-episode arc today where we're going to talk about the 10 things that are terrible about our industry, but I'm going to give you fixes on each and every episode. So one today and one every episode for the next 10 episodes. These are going to be short, action-packed, power-packed episodes. I hope you stay with me, you guys. I got a lot of feedback when I did something similar last year with the Rethink series last summer. So this summer, I'm going to do this. The 10 things that I think really suck about our industry, but most importantly, how to fix them. Today, we're going to talk about the sea of sameness. Don't go anywhere.
There's an old saying that goes something like this. You'll only find three kinds of people in the world. Those who see, those who will never see, and those who can see when shown. This is Restaurant Strategy, a podcast with answers for anyone who's looking.
Hey everyone, thanks for tuning in. My name is Chip Close, and this is Restaurant Strategy, a podcast dedicated to helping you build a more profitable business. Each week, I leverage my 25 years in the industry to help you build that more profitable and sustainable business. But did you know I also work with owners and operators all over the country, one-on-one in a group setting through my P3 Mastermind program, right? So this is a mastermind geared towards restaurants, restaurant owners who have busy places but struggle with profitability. If that sounds like you, you got a busy place, you've been around for a while, you're doing a lot of revenue, but you struggle to drop the number to the bottom line that you think you should be making, then I want to chat with you. The best way to get started is to visit our website, restaurantstrategypodcast.com/schedule. Grab some time on the calendar. We will chat. You'll get to ask some questions about the program. I'm for sure going to ask questions about you and your restaurant, and let's see if you're a good fit. Let's see if we can help. Again, restaurantstrategypodcast.com/schedule. And yes, that link is in the show notes. Now, are you ready to revolutionize the way you run your restaurant? Unlock the power of data to optimize your restaurant operations with Avero, the trusted technology partner for over 40,000 hospitality professionals all over the world. Avero understands restaurant operations. Their hospitality-focused solutions are built by operators for operators to help drive revenue, protect profits, and prevent fraud and loss. Avero has a data-backed answer for every food and beverage challenge and is focused on delivering the right answers to the right people at the right time. With Avero, you can make better, faster, and more profitable decisions. You can drive customer traffic, raise average check, and ensure a consistent guest experience across all of your locations. They empower you to optimize your menu mix, streamline operations, and boost profitability. Join the ranks of over 14,000 restaurants across 75 countries who trust Avero to boost sales, manage costs, and streamline their operation. Are you ready to drive more sales by leveraging the hospitality industry's best-kept secret weapon? Unlock your full potential today. Get started for free and transform your business by visiting AveroInc.com. That's AveroInc.com. And yep, you better believe it, that link is in the show notes. Okay, so like I said, last summer we did an arc like this. It was 10 episodes. It was the Rethink series. I heard from you guys. I know a lot of you guys loved it because they were short, sweet episodes that just got you to literally rethink some aspect about your business. So I was asked to do something similar again. What would I do it on? I figured out what I would do it on, and that's what we're going to start today. It's the first of 10 episodes in an arc that's all about the things that are terrible about our industry. I think we all know the things that are great about our industry, but let's talk about the things that are terrible about our industry, these things that are liabilities, and then let's talk about how to fix them. Let's talk about how to turn a liability into an asset. That's what the 10 episodes are going to be about. And no, it's not negative. It's going to be optimistic. It's going to be positive. It's going to be actionable and highly tactical, because once we talk about what's terrible, I'm going to share with you ways to make it awesome. Again, how to turn the liability into an asset. The first thing I want to focus on today's episode, again, short and sweet, the problem and then the fix. I want to talk about the sea of sameness. Now, One of the reasons that restaurants aren't busier, aren't more successful, aren't more profitable is because they run themselves like a commodity, right? Now, I've talked about this before. I've given talks on this. Let's talk about the luxury mindset versus the commodity mindset, right? A luxury is an indulgence. It's something you don't need, but something you very much want. Let's be absolutely clear. What we do is an indulgence. It is a luxury. Now, I'm not talking luxury in, like Prada and Gucci and caviar. It's not. But it is something we don't need, right? 100 years ago, people dined out maybe two or three times a year. Now they dine out two or three times a week, whether that's actually dining out in a restaurant or getting food service, food brought in through Uber Eats, takeout, delivery, Grubhub, whatever it is. It's something we don't need. Somebody went and came up with a recipe, shopped for everything, prepped everything, cooked everything, and brought it to you. And then they're going to clean up after you at the end. That is a luxury we don't need. And you spend 4, 5, sometimes 10 times as much as you normally would for those exact same ingredients, right? You can feed a family of four for, I don't know, $15. Or you can go to a restaurant and I think you'd be hard-pressed to spend $15 per person unless you're going out for fast food, right? So what we do is an indulgence, right? So let's start treating it like a premium item, like something special, like something that people go out of their way for and are willing to pay extra for. The opposite of the luxury mindset is the commodity mindset. Commodity, right? The definition of a commodity says, all things being equal, a consumer will make their decision based on one of three criteria: convenience, familiarity, or price, right? We cannot survive, and I'm talking a whole bunch of independent restaurant owners here. We cannot survive if we're playing the commodity game. Because you will not be the most familiar, meaning the most famous. There are other more famous, more well-known national brands that will blow you out of the water if you're trying to compete there, right? We will never be the most convenient, right? Because if you've got a burger place, there are McDonald's and Burger King's and Wendy's and Five Guys, I'm going to guess, much closer to the majority of the people you're trying to serve. So there are more convenient options out there. So again, they are both more familiar and more convenient than your burger brand. Right? Likewise, you can't compete on price because the big guys, the national brands, have buying power. They buy at a huge, huge, huge volume, and so they get preferred pricing. So they can afford to undercut you when it comes to price. So you can't compete on familiarity. You can't compete on convenience. You cannot compete on price. So if you're trying to be a commodity product, you will lose. Now, here is where we go to the sea of sameness. When I look at sushi, right? A sushi restaurant is a sushi restaurant is a sushi restaurant unless it's not. And for the most part, I can go to any city, any suburb, any market in this country and find a place with a spicy tuna roll, with a rainbow roll, with a dragon roll, with a spider roll, right? On and on and on. The exact same thing pretty much no matter where I go. Now, the beauty part is that I can get the things I know. I like a spicy tuna roll. I like a spider roll. I can go there and get it. But there's no compelling reason for me to pick that sushi restaurant as opposed to the other 8 sushi restaurants that also have a spicy tuna roll, a spider roll, a dragon roll. You understand what I'm saying. The same thing with a pizza place, the same thing with the taco joint, the same thing with the Chinese food restaurant. If they all have General Tso's chicken, they all have sweet and sour pork, they all have lo mein, then what is the point, right? In marketing, we talk about the value proposition, meaning literally a value proposition says, why does a consumer choose one over another? That is your job. And in this sea of sameness, we're not giving the consumer a compelling reason to choose you over one of your competitors. Because if you run a sushi restaurant that has spicy tuna roll and dragon rolls and rainbow rolls and all of that, you are pretty much the same as someone else. Maybe you are in a more convenient location. Maybe you are a buck or so cheaper. But there's really not much. Like, what's your compelling argument? What do you say to somebody to convince them to come to your place as opposed to somebody else's place? And I think this is the thing that kills so many restaurants, is that they are the same. An Irish pub is an Irish pub is an Irish pub is an Irish pub, unless there's something that makes them stand out. Now, for an Irish pub, oftentimes it's the people that run that place, that stand behind the bar, that make that place. And that's what makes a person choose that Irish bar as opposed to the other Irish bar, right? Whatever the answer is, I promise you, you have to answer it, right? So that's both the problem and the solution. I think one of the things that's really damaging our industry is this sea of sameness, right? That things are the same over and over and over. There's no compelling reason for someone to choose you over a competitor, you over an alternative. And that also is the fix. What you need to do, what we need to do as an industry, is come up not with a newer version of something that already exists, but come up with something new, some new take on it, some new riff. You don't have to reinvent the wheel, but you do have to present an alternative, something new. You have to say something different. This is the art world, right? The art world, you know, the problem is they look at a canvas and say, well, I can't do anything that already has been done before because it already exists. So what am I now going to do differently, right? The Impressionists and the Expressionist painters, you know, from 100, 200 years ago, they became big because that's when photography took off. So nobody needed to paint realistic anymore because we had photographs. That was as realistic as it got. So that pushed painting and the art world for the next, I don't know, 100 years or so into a totally different direction. Well, we know we can get things exactly like they are, but let's create things as we feel them, as we imagine them, as we experience them. And that's where you get impressionism and expressionism. It's the same thing when it comes to food. It's the same thing when it comes to restaurants. You can't just put out a newer version of something that already exists. You have to do something new. You have to say something new about it. You have to put a new twist, a new riff on it. So when we look at the sea of sameness, all you have to do is step out a little bit, go towards the edges to make an impression, to create something remarkable, to create something that gets people buzzing, talking, that gets them coming in. The thing is, you don't have to reinvent the wheel. If I was running a sushi restaurant, there are very specific things I would do to help them stand out. Now, it's different for every market, you know, out there. It's different based on the space and what your competitors are around. But there is an answer to that. But man, for the love of all things holy, do not just open up a sushi restaurant and put out sushi just like the sushi restaurant down the street. Do not open up a Chinese restaurant that's got all the Chinese favorites that exist at all the other Chinese restaurants around town. Do something new. Now, you can do that stuff and do something else. You can do all that stuff, but present it differently. Do some new version of it. Say something new. Have some part of what you're doing be different. And man, that's how we get out of the sea of sameness, right? Your goal of fitting in, of providing people what they want, is actually backfiring. What we have to do is counterintuitive. And that's why our industry is so hard. You have to provide them with something they didn't realize they wanted. It's that old Henry Ford quote. Henry Ford is famously said, he said, well, if I had given people what they wanted, I would have given them a faster horse. What they wanted was to be able to get from point A to point B faster and safer and more comfortably. All they knew at the time was horses or carriages. What he did was create something different, an entirely new way of accomplishing the same goal. That is your challenge. And if it was easy, everybody would do it. I'm not saying it's easy, but there's something simple about it. We have to get out of the sea of sameness. We have to do something new. You have to say something new. Look at your operation and figure out. Now, maybe it's just your space. Maybe it's the way you present something. Maybe it's the way you present the menu. Maybe it's a design flourish, a service flourish. I don't know what it is, but I promise you there is an answer out there. So this is the first episode in a 10-episode arc. Like I told you, they're going to be short and sweet. Listen, I want to change the way you think about it. I want to get you thinking, and I want you spending the rest of the time really committing to paper, brainstorming, talking to your team, making something happen. One of the things that I think is terrible about our industry, one of the things that I think is slowly killing our industry and kills so many restaurants out there, is this sea of sameness. You are not a commodity product. Don't try to be just like everybody else. Consider yourself a luxury. Nobody needs what you have. They want what you have. They don't want to make dinner for themselves. They don't want to shop for everything. They don't want to have to come up with a recipe. They come to you because you have already done all the hard work and you're going to put together a better dish than they can put out on their own. That's why they come to you. So put out something that they can't do on their own. That's how you step out. Get out of the sea of sameness. Create something that doesn't exist anywhere else. You do that, your restaurant will change. Thank you very much for taking time out of your week to be here. Again, nine other episodes coming after this one every Monday and Thursday. Come, tune in, spread the word, tell other people about this show. Keep helping me grow this community. Appreciate you guys. I will see you next time.